This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
The erection.
Sorry.
Yeah, those Democrats
they slipped.
Are horny buggers, aren't they?
They are.
Oh, anyway. And well, hey, we're back on the air.
Yeah, you and I had two nights off. Amazing, isn't it?
Two nights off. Rick, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm doing immense.
You know what sucks?
Quit bragging, Rick.
We're not going to have Rick next week. That's what sucks.
Yeah, I'll be at Disney. I'll be at on May 4th, which is May the 4th be with you. I will be at Disney Hollywood Studios, basically in the Star Wars area.
He'll be waving his giant sword around.
That's a bastard.
Yeah, just watch out. Don't do that in your kids, okay?
Well, no, they have their own.
Yeah, but they're
still their own.
Never mind. I'll just get off that before I get in trouble. Oh. Anyway, welcome to Off the Hook Radio for April 27th.
2021.
There you go. Thank you, Papa. Yesterday, I went to get my new car, and I went into the dealership with my Bucks Super Bowl champs mask on, and I saw many of the people inside didn't have them on. Some did, some didn't. So I asked, and the guy said, it's up to you. And I said, God bless Florida. Stuffed my mask in my pocket and decided I'd live like the governor says. If you're vaxxed, you're essentially immune, so live your life like it. Ah, thank you, Governor DeSantis, future president of the United States. So, Freudenstein has CDC come out today with this on the mask situation. The CDC says fully vaccinated people don't need to wear their masks outside.
I don't think fully vaccinated.
You haven't needed your mask outside for 15 months, you assholes, unless you're in a mosh pit or something. Slim, do you ever wear a mask outside?
Well, I have to say yes, because at work, when we have an outside farm stand with customers. So, you can't maintain 6 foot. But do I wear, you know what? I lied. There is times when I'm nowhere near the customers and I still wear my mask because it gets cold in November here. And we're open in November, so it keeps my face warm.
I don't wear a mask down. And when I'm outside here, no. I mean, at Disney, we have to, but I believe they're thinking about changing that.
Yeah, because you're outside.
Yeah.
And the CD says, the only time I ever wore a mask outside is when I had to stand in line to vote in November. They insisted on it. And it's like, okay, fine, I'm going to vote, so I'll wear the stupid mask outside. It was like 80-some degrees. The sun was beating down. Everybody was 6 feet apart. I still thought it was stupid. I wasn't anywhere close to being vaccinated, nor was anybody else in November. But I wore it.
But what is this
going to cause hell?
What is this going to cause, though? Today I read an article that it stated that a third of all Americans have received at least their first vaccine.
46%, but
half... More than half of those that have not received their second vaccine are not going to get their second vaccine. So where does this put us? Where does this put us? This puts us back at square one, because you technically need both vaccines.
Well, technically, from what I read about, if it's Moderna and Pfizer, which are
68%
shots, if they're not going to get their second vaccine, they're still going to be as well vaccinated as Johnson & Johnson. Because about two-thirds of the antibodies they want you to have, or you get from the first shot. So I'm not going to worry about that part.
Well,
the article says 29% of the people in the United States are fully vaccinated, and 42% have received one dose.
Right.
And you're saying of that 42%,
more than half aren't going to take the second shot.
And that's another issue with the idiots that are in charge, Slim. Because they pulled the Johnson & Johnson and made everybody scared to death.
You know what? And I think you just nailed it. I think that's part of it. And they never should have pulled Johnson & Johnson, because you can find, with the other two medicines, we said this before, you can find 8 people that suffered the same side effect. So technically,
and those women that had the blood clots you're talking about were all on birth control and they were all young.
Right.
And how many of them didn't have the antibody test anyway? They might already had antibodies.
The one thing I don't like with this is I think you should be at least given a choice. It what one you would like to take. I mean, here we don't have a choice. We have Moderna for the most part. There is a couple places that do the Pfizer, but they're mostly Moderna. I don't have a choice. I mean, so if you're only given the option to take Johnson & Johnson, I mean, you're kind of...
They were offering that to school teachers first down here, but, you know, like Rick likes to say, they always fuck you at the drive-thru. The government always fucks you with their statistics, too, because this article here, it's Axios, which is definitely left of center, but that's okay.
What's not anymore?
They mentioned 29% of the people have been fully vaccinated and 42% have received at least one dose. But how many people have been infected with coronavirus? What's the number?
Well, all those people are considered, by New York State standards at least, vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Total cases. Boop, 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 boop. I don't want daily changes. I want total. Type in the word total, Zippy.
I
32.2 million. All right. So there's 10% of the population have had it. Granted, 500,000 of them have not made it, but there's another 31 million people, 10% of the population. So basically 39% of the people in the United States are fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
If you had it, you got the antibodies. You don't need to take the fucking vaccine. They don't mention that little ditty in here.
That's state by state. That's New York State allows for that. That is not the case in every state. You do have to check with your state for that. But in New York State, as long as you test for the antibodies.
State's going to make you take the vaccine if you've had COVID. New York says they'll give you the passport.
The passport that allows you to go to the Ticketmaster event.
But a few of our states aren't going to have passports anyway, so they said screw you on that one.
Well, yeah, but they're not going to be allowed to hold Ticketmaster events. Ticketmaster's already straight up said it's not happening.
Oh, we mentioned that when I mentioned the UFC in a minute too, because that's important. You made a great point. Okay. Despite your cookie.
All right.
Brent had a cookie before the show, the skinny bastard.
It's a good cookie. Real good cookie.
It was a real good cookie. Okay. 15 governors have told people they don't have to wear face coverings in public. And many cities and local jurisdictions have also begun to increase capacity at restaurants and businesses. But here's what you're allowed to do now. You can do physical activities outdoors alone or with members of your household, like walking, running, hiking, or biking. Bullshit. You can do it with anybody. You're outside. The sun kills the virus. The first thing they friggin' told us in one of the very first press conferences that Trump had is Fauci or the what's her name got up there and they said, no, the sun kills the virus in like 14 seconds or 42 seconds or whatever the hell it was. Some very short period of time.
Well, he said he was going to zap us with sun rays.
Yeah. So, you know, but you're now allowed to attend small outdoor gatherings, either with fully vaccinated people or a mixture of vaccinated and unvaccinated people. That's just more confusing. They shouldn't even written that down. Dining in an outdoor restaurant with friends from multiple households. Oh, gee, thanks. Like, normal people haven't been doing that for the last 4 months anyway. Fuck you. I made it 9 minutes in tonight. Okay. Current guidelines on vaccinated people indoors and traveling still apply. All right. I'll wear it on the plane just because I don't want to cause a bunch of shit if I got to get on a plane and go somewhere. You know, but indoors, I was indoors at the Audi dealership. They said, you're in Florida, man. Take it off. It's okay. And I said, good, because I'm vaccinated anyway, and it's really starting to piss me off.
Well, let me point this out. I mean, you went into your Audi store and you asked if, you know, you could take the mask off, and they said yes.
I saw six or seven people without masks on, and I saw six or seven people that had them on in some stage. You know, some of them were at their chins, some of them were under their noses.
Right.
The only person who had it over the thing was the guy who wrote up the paperwork.
All right, well, here's where I want to go with my point. Here in New York, it's not mandatory that a business you don't have to wear a mask in a business. It's the business can allow you to not wear the mask in New York State, because there are businesses here that it is allowed to happen. However, what happens is the social media negativity that business takes, because all the customers now go online and bitch about that nobody's wearing masks in the store, even though the store owner is, in fact, allowed to make that policy. So we wanted to make this policy. We wanted to allow customers to come in, but we had to weigh the social negative impact of it, and we had to require the masks because of how much of a hit we would have taken on social media over it.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Social media plays into so many decisions in businesses anymore. You know, you have no idea. And you really, everything we do, I'm the guy that thinks about it, how it's going to affect us on social media, you know, and you have to as a business owner. I mean, you know, we did our free, our March donut day, where we did $5 dozen just because we wanted to try out our donut machine. And the line was, you know, it was 3 hours long to get donuts. It was a 3-hour line. And there was a ton of negative feedback on social media because, you know, we weren't prepared. It was a 3-hour line, blah, blah, blah. Well, it had nothing to do with the people who were buying 20 and 30 dozen donuts a piece at a time because they were $5 a dozen. But, you know, my owner came and said, you know, should we run a post on Facebook thanking everybody for coming out, you know, and you know, taking part in the day? And I said, no, absolutely not, because all you're going to do is feed into the negativity, and that's all there's going to be in the comments is nothing but, well, we had to wait 3 hours in line, because nobody takes the time to make a positive point. They only take the time to make a negative point, and it would have been littered with negativity. Social media is everything. Sorry. I'm off my soapbox.
No, it's okay. Any cookies on that soapbox?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just checking. CDC cannot provide the specific risk level for every activity in every community, so it's important to consider your own personal situation and the risk to you, your family, and your community before venturing out without a mask. Well, you know what? We're Americans. We're big boys and girls. I think we've been able to do that for quite some time. I think the administration grudgingly made this announcement. They could have made this announcement 3 months ago, but they didn't.
But the problem, too, is what happens when you're the customer in the grocery store in the Kroger that doesn't have your mask on, and the person that has their mask on comes in and freaks out on you and causes a humongous fight in the store. We've seen that. We've seen that on social media with people that don't have their mask on, and masked people attack them, not so much physically, but verbally, for not wearing masks. Even though it's their choice, especially like in your Audi store. I mean, somebody that had a mask on could have come in and just started freaking out on you guys.
Well, yeah, I'm a bad person to freak out on, but yeah, you're fair point. But despite this fact, we are stuck with this feeble old loser now, and it's getting more embarrassing. Check this out. Well, when was this? It was last Thursday. The CDC said, you know, you can wear the mask guidelines at your convenience. It lays out when, where, how, and all that kind of stuff we just talked about. At no point, though, does it say you should mask up while on a conference call. Yet that's what Joe Frankenstein Biden did on Thursday.
Shit.
During a video conference with the other world leaders, even after getting both of his jabs. If you're wondering why Democrats are so uninformed about Rona, wonder no more. It may very well be because it is their intellectual superior. The virus is the intellectual superior to the Democrat. I like that. To say a picture's worth 1,000 words, it's got to be twice as many in the world leader group text they didn't let Biden in on. I mean, they're talking about climate, and there's Putin and Merkel and the little flip from north of the border.
Oh, wait. You two aren't wearing your masks?
For the show? No, we're from Florida. We don't have to.
Fuck. Hold on a second. Let me get mine off.
Okay, I feel better now.
Well, Biden had his on. I figured we were doing our show. We needed to wear masks.
Okay, yep. You've got the United Kingdom guy there. You've got Xi from China. You got Putin, the European Union, Merkel, the Canadian fluff. Like I mentioned, a couple others here. The Italian guy. Norway guy, I don't recognize him. Italy guy. France is blank. I don't know what happened to France. Maybe he had to go run and get his mask. But
yeah, but don't
you're looking at this, and there's one picture of the United States. It's Joe Biden with a big friggin' black mask on, pulled up to his eyeballs.
You know what?
On a video conference call.
I have a conspiracy.
What a fucking laughing stock.
I have a conspiracy theory. What? It wasn't. It wasn't him. It was his body. It was his body double. That's why he had his mask on.
Oh, because he had to say important things to world leaders. Yeah, that could be.
Don't you know the reason he had his mask on? He was protecting himself against computer virus.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
He is paranoid as hell. That's why he did the entire campaign from his basement.
I think he still is doing the entire campaign or the entire presidency from his basement. But
so the article writer goes on. I like this part. I'll give Joe Biden one thing. It takes a special brand of idiot to look more like a more of a virtue signaling douche than Justin Trudeau. That's the fluff from Canada. And that's true. It's pretty hard to look more of a wimp than him. Yet Biden pulls it off with panache. And Trudeau is someone who views the pandemic as an excuse to reset greatly. And you want to hear some piss people? Go through your Facebook friends and find out any ones you have in Ontario, Canada. The province of Ontario. Yeah. They're out of their frickin' minds. They're out of their minds. They're not getting the vaccine. They're not being allowed out. They had curfews as late as like a week ago. I mean, it's just absolutely insane in Canada. And, you know, we got a lot of reasons to bitch in the United States. But if I was a Canadian, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be being polite.
Well, not going to go.
But while it's hysterical how the Biden administration keeps carrying on about the vaccine hesitancy and how to address it, like you were talking about earlier, Slim, they want to blame Tucker Carlson for being allowed a Facebook account. You know, these are the things they think are going to change the world. Tucker Carlson has a Facebook account. He's putting truth up there. We can't have that. Anyway. I got two more effective ideas. The first would be send out Anthony Fauci to his room and take away his cable news privileges. That would help. The other would be to look in the mirror, and if this is what the White House considers leadership, no wonder so many Americans aren't listening. Who are the people around Biden that think this is a good idea? This is a good look. Let's go on with 16 world leaders, and you wear your mask like a little simpering, doddering phoebe.
Well, again, the only thing I can think is he's just still trying to stress a point that, you know, we need to mask up. Because remember, that was one of his big things. The first 100 days, we were all going to have to wear a mask. Remember?
I know. That's why they held the CDC announcement till today, because they're all.
It was after his 100. Right.
He's almost at the end of his 100 days. Like, right. Well, it was 97 days.
But you would close think enough. You made a good point. I mean, Joe has handlers that make decisions for him on, you know, what he's going to wear on these things and shit like that. So why who missed this? I mean, or did they think that everyone else was going to show up in masks? And when they didn't show up in masks, at least they should have said, hey, Joe, come on. Don't look like a fucking idiot. But, you know, obviously. I'm going with it wasn't him. I think he's dead. And I'm going with it wasn't him. I mean, he's...
All right. Who are we going to see first for real, Biden or Kim Jong-un? That's the question America wants to know. But anyway, these fearmongers piss me off. They made people fear other people that don't wear masks, like that two-year-old. Everybody saw that. Two-year-old on the plane last week. You know, we have to throw the whole family off the plane because a two-year-old wasn't wearing a mask while he was eating. I mean, come on.
I didn't think two-year-olds had to wear masks anyways.
Well, according to the stewardess bitch, they did. She threw them off the friggin' plane.
Oh, okay.
So I think America is slipping away, and I want to thank the Democrats in Philly, Milwaukee, Detroit, and Atlanta. We blame you as much as China. Speaking of China, the UFC came to Jacksonville on Saturday night. 15,500 people in the arena, near capacity. People sitting right next to each other. I will tell you, I looked on Ticketmaster to see if there were still tickets. There weren't a whole lot. There were some $800 seats down close, and there were some $175 seats up in the rafters. But everything else in the middle was pretty much sold out. And if I'd have known Tom Brady and Evans were sitting in the front row, I would have spent the $800 and got near him. Because Tom Brady autographs were like $1,500, so I'm a season ticket holder. I think I deserve my autograph. But the cool thing was, The first three fights all had fighters from China. And the first fight, people were so excited. The first fight, they were just cheering, cheering, cheering. And you couldn't really hear the boos. I think there were some in there, but I will not swear to it. The second two Chinese fighters that came out got booed. The co-main event, hours later, as I'm talking about the early prelims here for the first three fights. So like 14 fights later, the co-main event was Rose Namajunas against Zhen from China, the champion, at 115 pounds in the women. Zhen hadn't lost in like 7 years, 6 years, something like that. 20 fights in a row she'd won. Namajunas was the champ when she was 23 or 24, 4 years ago. And she was back to number one, and she deserved the challenge. On the walkout, the entire stadium or the entire arena booed the Chinese woman coming out, and the look on her face was priceless. She's like, what the fuck?
People don't like me.
Yeah. She's like, I'm the champ. Why are they booing me? Well, the only thing that was louder than the boos were the cheers when Rose's left foot contacted Zhen's jaw late in the first round and knocked her ass out cold. But one of the things when you signed up for the tickets, though, you did have to say that you were vaccinated. Judging by the age group that was in the stadium, I think a lot of people lied, but they did ask you to declare that.
Well, declare it and show it, I guess, at this point are two different things. And if they're going to go the route of, you know, Ticketmaster has said that they're going to require, you know, COVID vaccines, you know, is that mean when you go through the gate, you're going to have to show this, you know, like in New York State, this passport or, you know, get your guys' case, your vaccination card, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I thought of something the other day with this whole vaccination card and even the passports and shit like that. Like us, we have a digital passport on our phone. If I'm not vaccinated and I want to go to a baseball game and my buddy is, I just say, hey, can I borrow your vaccination card? I mean, they don't check your ID. It's not like you got to walk up with your ID and your vaccination card. You just show them your vaccination card and you walk through. So, I mean, if you really don't want to get vaccinated and you want to do one of these things that, you know, require a vaccine card, just borrow your buddies.
Well, I'm thinking we're probably no more than 2 months away from being able to play poker in Florida without masks on. What do you think, Rick?
I don't know. I haven't really heard anything yet.
I don't think it is going to. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I know your governor is really wanting to lax on this.
Plus, the ventilation system at the casino is like top notch. They spent a fortune on that thing.
Well, let me ask this, because I haven't been following the numbers real close at all. I mean, if we started across the United States on a downward trend at all with this, or are we still?
Oh, we're way down.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a spike in Oregon that I heard about this morning.
Well, then I guess that
but
that
that's
changes.
A closed down state anyway.
Well, but that changes things. I mean, I guess if we weren't downward trending, you guys have no chance, you know, going maskless in some of these kinds of places, especially, I mean, how do you have 6 feet at a poker table? I mean,
you've got 55% of the country who's either had the vaccine, at least one dose, 30% have had two, and you've got 10% of the population that was at least 10% of the population that was infected and has antibodies. So they say herd immunity is at 70%. So we're around 50% now. So I think we're at 70% in 2 months.
Okay.
And now, with this administration in place, they're still going to try and poo-poo it. So,
well, yeah, but let me throw the monkey
wrench. I'm optimistic on the 2 months.
Well, let me throw the monkey wrench at you. The monkey wrench is
sucking. Should I put my mask on?
Please do. Because I still have mine hanging from one ear. I got to get it off. It's the head bolt in the way. But what happens when they find out in 12 to 18 months that everybody needs a booster and none of these people go back for the boosters, and then we start the spread again? Because like I just said a few minutes ago, 50% of the almost more than 50% of the people that have not gotten their second vaccine don't want to get it and aren't going to get it. So you really think any of these people are going to go get the booster? No. So now we're back to square one.
Are you going to fear the booster?
Who, me?
Yeah, who me? How many Ricks I got?
I haven't got the first one. What am I going to get the booster for?
Yeah.
No, but,
well,
here's my
decision on that, Slim. I'll make it real simple. If that's the case, I'm going to live 18 months happy, not in fear.
That's good. But in 18 months, we're going to be looking at a whole new.
I don't have any more stupid car wrecks in my life early, but you know.
Yeah, true.
We'll get over that one. So the best thing that happened this week, at least for me, was that American Idol was off. I needed a break, so we didn't have to do Idol Radio this week.
I absolutely missed not doing the radio show. I was fine.
I was fine because I needed some sleep. But although Brent and I did tape an interview,
sleep all day, buddy.
I got things to do. I got a pool to lay by.
Like you can't sleep in the pool.
I had to buy a car. You know, I had things to do. Anyway. I will say, even though it was off, Brent and I did tape an interview with Grace Kinsler, one of the favorites for American Idol. So if you're an Idol fan, tune in to Idol Radio next Sunday night at 11 o'clock. We'll be playing that for you. But since Idol was off, the second best thing this week was the Oscars. Yeah, I said that. But
only here's one reason. Here's why.
Oh my God, update on the thing. Now my math is off by a little bit. Oscar viewership rises to 10.4 million in final numbers.
Well, yeah, that's the DVR'd people.
It still remains the least watched and lowest rated Academy Awards show ever. I did all my math at 9.8 million was what the numbers were this morning, and now Deadline had to update it this afternoon.
Yeah, everybody watched
this morning, those bastards. Anyway, it was no surprise the ambitious affair from ABC and producer Jesse Collins and Steven Soderbergh remains the least watched and lowest rated Oscars ever, though they did manage to crack 10 million viewers after all. The former number isn't much of a jump from preliminary data released yesterday, but it's about an 11% bump from the horrible numbers that they had. It's not much, but nobody wants to watch this shit. I mean, here's the numbers. In 2019, they had 29.6 million viewers. In 2020, they had 23.6 million viewers. They're down 20%. And last year, nobody had anything to watch.
They thought it was going to go up. Well,
and it was still down 20%.
Yeah, but listen to this, though. I didn't think about this on pre-show because, you know, we blamed this on a couple of different things on pre-show, but I thought of something new, too. The Oscars are based on movies. Guess what we didn't have anything of during the entire pretty much 2020?
Right.
New movies because nothing was produced because of COVID. So, you know, I can see where a lot of people didn't tune in to watch a show, number one, that was going to be nothing but political. But number two, there wasn't any movies to really judge this year and give the Oscars to. Fair.
All right, new math. All right, so we're down 20% last year. This year's 10.4 number is down 56% from last year. So the number is still the same for the two-year total. Two-thirds of America that watched the Oscars two years ago were not watching it this year.
Well, what were the rest of the numbers in the time slot? Do we have that? Do we know what else?
No, but my question is why does corporate America think these left-wing whack jobs speak for the rest of America? They don't.
They don't.
We're tuning out in droves.
You know what, though? But here's the thing. You're right. We're tuning out in droves. But you know what? A lot of these people that aren't watching these shows anymore, they're watching the clips on YouTube and on Facebook and stuff like this. So they're still tuning into, you know, certain parts of it. They're just not tuning into the entire show. And I think like your YouTube clips and stuff like that, that's not going to go into your ratings. That stuff isn't at all.
No.
And you're a perfect example of it. You know, you have a baseball package where you can watch numerous baseball games, which you don't. I mean,
you watch all of them.
Right. But you probably, it's easier to just go watch the ESPN highlight reel, correct?
No, I still watch the sillies.
Well, you watch some of the games, but I'm saying you can't watch everything. So you get everything from the highlight reel. That's what a lot of people, that's what I did. You know, I didn't watch the Oscars. I went to YouTube and looked up, you know, what happened at the Oscars to see what moments there were. And that's what a lot of people do now. Fuck watching the whole thing. Just go to YouTube. See what was viral and what was funny.
Well, in my opinion, the Oscar total collapse was the second best thing that happened last week. But the worst thing that happened last week was LeBron James pretending because he's rich and famous for stuffing a ball through a hoop. It means that he has brains. If you want to know that he doesn't have brains, all you need to do is look at all the pics of him wearing fake glasses to try and look smarter. And if you ever see him, he's always holding books and locker room pictures. Look at those pictures. He's always holding the book right at the beginning. It's a prop, man. Come on. And if you ever heard him speak for any length of time, you know he's just bullshit. But everybody loves him because he's a great basketball player. Well, yeah. Yeah. He's not
Michael Jordan. Far better. He's not Michael Jordan.
But anyway, we have a way worse reason for him being an idiot this week. This week he decided hating white cops is more important than saving black lives. That pissed me off no end. Everybody knows about his tweet. He put out a tweet with a picture of the young cop who had to shoot the 16-year-old girl, was about to stab the other girl with a knife. He had 3, 2, 1. That's how much time he had to make up his mind. That's it. 3, 2, 1. Had to do something or that girl was getting stabbed in the chest with a pretty hefty knife. He tweeted out a picture of the cop and said, "You're next, hashtag accountability." Now, he deleted the tweet, but he didn't apologize for it. He said, "I'm so damn tired of seeing black people killed by police. I took the tweet down because it's being used to create more hate. This isn't about one officer. It's about the entire system. And they always use our words to create more racism. I'm so desperate for more accountability." That's what stupid people say when they don't understand anything.
Well, that tweet, but they're famous. That tweet was actually a direct threat. That tweet could have been taken as a threat that this person Absolutely. Was going to kill this officer, not that you're next because you're going to go to court.
That sounds like you're dead.
That's a threat. And quite honestly, LeBron James's Twitter account, by all standards, should have been suspended. If Donald Trump had tweeted that out, he'd have been suspended in fucking 30
seconds.
Oh, he'd
have been impeached a third time.
This is the hypocrisy that's not fair.
Well, the other part of the hypocrisy is LeBron James, during the Chinese national anthem in preseason, he stood and looked at the flag, and he turns away from the American flag and every national anthem since. That's really all you need to know about this guy. He has tweeted out, "I don't hang with white people. I don't particularly like white people." That was a couple years ago, but he has said it. You can find it.
We pay his salary. Without white people, he doesn't have a fucking job. Without white people, he doesn't have his mansion.
Well, if you hate anybody because of their skin color, that is racist. That is the definition of what is racist.
Yep.
And that's my problem with the left wing. They're the ones who care about what color they are. Now, I mentioned, I was at the Audi place yesterday, right? The guy who showed me all the features on the car and stuff, which took quite a while, he's sitting in the car with me. He is a obviously gay, young black dude, right? There was absolutely nothing that we disagreed about in our conversation. We got along fine.
You looked at him as a person, not what you just told me he was, correct?
I couldn't give a flip less if he was gay or black.
And that's the difference between you, me, I'm pretty sure Rick.
Yeah,
we're conservatives.
But the rest of, not the rest, but a lot of America is not that way.
Well, how many Americans he mentioned it, and I looked at him and went, "Oh, you're black? Oh, shit, I didn't notice." He goes, "You are a conservative." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Yeah, because they're the only people who don't care." And he showed me there's a place in my car for my gun to fit.
Yeah. Nice.
And I thought that was cool. I said, "Oh, that's awesome." I said, I told him what kind of gun I had and stuff. I'm not going to talk about it here. But I said, "What do you have?" He says, "Oh, I don't have a gun. I don't particularly like guns." He says, "But what I do like is the fact that you have the right to carry one if you want to in this country." Yep. So, and I fist bumped him. I said, "Dude, you're my kind of man. That's awesome."
Right. Yeah. There you go.
You don't have to agree with me on everything, but you have to understand that I have the right.
Right. But how many people would have walked into that showroom and seen what you just described, a gay black man, and absolutely 100% would have avoided him and waited for...
No, that's the racist people would avoid him. Democrats would have gone out of their way to fall all over the fact that he was black and gay. "Oh, you're the best. Oh, it's so great." And they would have kept mentioning it. I didn't mention it. I didn't give a shit. I literally do not give a shit.
I don't either. I could care less. One of my best friends is as gay as it gets. I mean, he's
milk. And you don't care.
All the girls to the yard.
Yeah. So anyway, LeBron James did that. And So he has decided, like I said, hating white cops is more important than saving black lives. So from now on, cops are going to have to consult with LaBonehead before they use deadly force. And we have a tape that if you're on TikTok, you probably already heard. I don't care. It's funny. We're playing it. This is a real cop. Here we go.
Batch, I've arrived at that disturbance. Will you have LeBron call my cell phone right away, please? Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. No, can you put the knife down, please, sir? Sir, no, 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 sir, don't stab it. No, no, stop stabbing. Stop. Oh, hold on. Hold on. It's LeBron. LeBron. Hey, yeah, it's me again. Listen, I'm out here at this disturbance call, and there's a guy trying to stab another guy with a knife. What do you think I should do? Why does that matter? Okay, well, they're both black. One guy's trying to stab another guy with a knife. Deadly force is completely justified. Uh-huh. I see. So you don't care if a black person kills another black person, but you do care if a white cop kills a black person, even if he's doing it to save the life of another black person? I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but then again, you are really good at basketball, so I guess I'll take your word for it. All right. Yep. Okay. All right. Thanks, LeBron. Michael Jordan's the GOAT. What? Nothing. I gotta go. Sorry, guys. You're on your own. Good.
There you go. He summed it up perfectly in 57 seconds. Yep. Absolutely unreal that there's any shit about this at all. You know, but let's point out the hypocrisy a little further.
You're going to end up having cops not want to go to work. I mean, it's already happening, but you're going to have cops not want to go to work. You're going to have cops, you know, they're going to refuse to take calls. And you're going to see crime, in my opinion, crime's just going to spread out of control because a cop isn't going to want to go do his job because he's going to get held accountable for doing his job.
New York City, finest police force in the world, and their retirement numbers are like way above what they're supposed to be.
Right, because these guys are afraid to, if they have to use their taser or their gun, they're going to get fucking put in jail. And we've seen the last two shootings that have happened in the last week. You know, the kid who was running, who threw the gun behind the dumpster and turned around and they framed the shot for us, you know, to make it look right. Like he was as innocent as all get out. Right. And then we had Chicago. This shooting. Both of these shootings are clean, are good shoots, as the one guy put on, he said it on Fox News, and then the anchor was, he was like taken aback. What do you mean, good shoots? Good, are you crazy? Good shoots. And he meant they were clean shoots. They were justified.
That's what their job is.
Shoots. They were. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Protect and defend, or protect and serve. That to protect is on all the cop cars everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's their number one job. The one that wasn't was that woman who shot the guy who was, he had a warrant. He wanted to jump back in his car and run away. And she meant to pull her taser and she pulled her gun, shot him. She shouldn't be a cop. She'll get punished for that. She deserves to be punished for that. That's a terrible mistake. But those terrible mistakes happen 10 to 12 times a year out of 10 million cop interactions with the public.
But listen, though, I realize
it's sad, but it's going to be punished, and it should be.
Well, but here, listen.
Nobody on our side disagrees that it should be punished, right?
Well, hear me out on this. Everybody is saying if she'd used her taser and not her gun, this would be a good, I guess you want to call it a good taser, not a good shoot.
Yes.
But she used her gun instead of her taser. Well, 25 years ago, guess what? A cop didn't have a fucking taser. So in this case, guess what he would have used? Well, but he probably wouldn't have used the billy club. He probably would have used the gun. I have a hard time, even though I don't know how you confuse your taser from your gun. She still, if she was going to use her taser, that's force. You know, the gun is force. I don't see where this is a bad shoe.
Well, it is. I think I disagree with you. I think it is. I think until he used the vehicle towards a policeman. If you use a vehicle towards a policeman, that's deadly force, and deadly force in response is justified. He was trying to run away. It was a mistake. A good cop would not make that mistake. She's not a good cop. I'm glad she's not a cop anymore. We don't need cops like that.
I'm not saying they should put her back in the force. If she was justified, if she was allowed to use the, if they're going to allow her to get away with using the taser, they should allow her to get away with using the gun.
I think she knows she fucked up.
Anyways.
One point I'd like to make, the cop who did the TikTok thing, he is a detective in Idaho, and he does TikTok videos all the time. He's got a couple 100,000 followers. He is not in any trouble.
And that's great. But
and I was researching that way too long before the show. Yeah, just but let me sure before but, I said it.
But folks, please, please, just because this officer didn't get in trouble for doing shit like this doesn't mean your company won't fire you if you do. And I'm not saying, I don't mean shit like this in a bad way. I'm
unfortunately,
saying,
you're quite correct.
Please be use some common sense before you do something like this, especially in uniform.
Yeah, that's, I know Rick's done stand-up comedy in the past, and I know he hasn't made any stand-up comedy jokes about his employer.
Nope. I stay away from it. I stay away from the whole, well, not only the employer, the whole
industry.
I stay away from. And I mean,
you don't shit where you eat.
Exactly. Because I mean, I always tell them, you know, I can do jokes about that, but I always have to go back to that job in the morning.
And that's the difference between you and LeBron James. You think.
Thanks.
Before talking.
Until hit that lottery and I'm free of everybody, well, I'll just do my stand up the way I like. But
unfortunately, it gives you a very huge disadvantage, though, because one of the biggest things with stand up is being able to associate it with your everyday life and put your everyday life into it. And when you can't do that, it's hard to, you know, to be funny. I mean, because now you're faking the dialogue. It's not really connected to you. So, and you can, and a lot of times you can see through that in comedians. You really can. I mean, I've watched a lot of the comedy shows, and you can see who's really talking about the real life and who's faking it.
Yeah, that's you're absolutely right. I would also like to point out that LeBron and Black Lives Matter had no comment on the following story. This is from Chicago. This is one that I want to say it choked me up. It did choke me up a little bit, but then I just got mad. 7-year-old girl was shot and killed last weekend in Chicago while waiting in line at a McDonald's drive-thru. The father was shot too, but he survived the attack. The suspected motives behind the attack are unreleased, but the car was covered in bullet holes, suggested a targeted shooting. There's at least 30 shell casings outside the vehicle. Jaslyn Adams was hit multiple times in the upper body. She was rushed to an area hospital by a police officer, but succumbed to her injuries. Her father, 29-year-old Jonte Adams, was also shot, but he survived. I would like to point out that there's been no marches or protests for the life of innocent Jaslyn, a black 7-year-old, by Black Lives Matter activists. And when Democratic Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot commented on the horrific shooting, she referenced gun violence, leaving out the child's race. So it was obviously a half a dozen guns that jumped out of nowhere and ruined this poor child's Happy Meal. That's the kind of bullshit you need to know about, people. Okay, that's what's going on in the world you aren't hearing about.
Well, it's sad how they pick and choose which ones they're going to go and make their statements at and shit like that. I mean, if you're going to make a statement, you make a statement at all of them. You don't just pick and choose. And
that's what they're saying about the thing in Minnesota. Oh, is a black girl going to stab another black girl? What's her name? The woman who was born in Iran that worked for Obama. The little chubby faced woman who's made way too much money for doing nothing. I can't think of her name. I don't care. I'm having an old man brain fart here. But she actually tweeted out that that knife fights among teenagers are common and cops should know that and just back the hell off. What?
No, absolutely what? Not.
You know, I'm sorry, but that girl in the pink doesn't have a knife thrust through her heart because that cop acted. I think she's okay with it.
What would we be? What would America be saying right now if he hadn't shot her and we were looking at a completely different situation? I mean, I hate to say it. You almost wish it had happened a different way so we could see that, you know.
No, I don't wish it happened that way because that other girl didn't deserve to be. She wasn't even the one she was after. And the other thing they're not talking about is the girl that the girl that got killed, the first one that she shoved down hard on the cement and then swung around and go after the girl in the pink. Her foster dad kicked at that girl on the ground's head. And nobody's arrested his ass yet, although they should. That's assault on a minor.
You know, 5 years ago, we didn't have these dash cams and police cams and body cams and shit like that. And what kills me now is when we have hardcore evidence in our face that shows that it's a good shooter, you know, shit like that. It's still, like we showed, we said before, with the shooting, you know, last week, they frame one picture, and that's what becomes the headline because he had his hands up in one frame of a six-minute chase. That's not fair. I mean,
well, last Monday in Minnesota, just one more example, protesters in Minnesota dropped to a knee and set off to march out over another fatal police shooting. But they immediately returned when they found out it was a white carjacker who had fired at police. So it was a police shooting, but since he didn't kill a black person, fuck it. We're good.
So
and they
that,
left.
Is that
was it.
So is that not racist?
Of course it is, but they don't understand that.
But we're called racist.
Yes, they don't understand. They don't understand it. So I have to turn to a Democrat to support my real feelings on all this. Yes, people out there, don't be shocked. Believe me, you know what I think of Republicans. That's why I'm not a member of either party. Democrats are insane and Republicans are pussies. But Tulsi Gabbard, the former Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii and our friend Daryl's favorite congresswoman, mainly because she's kind of hot. but that's okay, Daryl. We love you. She posted a video to Twitter on Sunday, urged Americans. She said, "My dear friends, my fellow Americans, please, please let us stop the racialization of everyone and everything. Everything is not racial. We are all children of God, and we're therefore family in the truest sense, no matter our race or ethnicity. The mainstream propaganda media," this is a Democrat speaking, by the way, if I didn't stress that about 10 times already. "The mainstream propaganda media and politicians that want us to constantly focus on our skin color and the skin color of others because it helps them politically or financially. Aloha means respect and love for others. It's what enables us to see beyond our skin color and see the soul of the person within." What was I talking about with the guy at the Audi place? I didn't give a shit what color he was. He had a good soul, smart guy. You know, she posted this. And, you know, she's right. We're all children of God, and therefore we're all family. And the Democratic Party doesn't like God. Remember, they booed him at the convention a couple years ago. So that's what we need. We need Democrats who speak like that. That's the only way this country is going to get back together, because everything is politicized, and now everything is racialized. And you just got to have more people push back and speak out. And Tulsi Gabbard, God bless you. That was awesome. It does kill me a little that a female Democrat has more cojones than 90% of Republicans, though. But hey, that's why I ain't one of them. Any comments, guys?
No. This whole thing is just sick anymore. It's all sick.
It makes me just sad as hell. It really does. I don't hate anybody who's black because they're black. I don't hate anybody, period, anyway. But, you know, you just got to face reality. Look at the circumstances. The circumstances that are being bitched about all the time by politicians about the African-American community are circumstances that they've supported, they've encouraged. You know, nobody talks about the hundreds of thousands of black babies that get killed. Do they?
No.
No. But where are all the Planned Parenthoods? They're called Planned Parenthoods because they're in the hoods. Okay, and don't tell me that that's a fucking accident. Okay, that upsets me as much as anything. A baby never hurt anybody.
Is there a Planned Parenthood on Rodeo Drive?
Yeah, good point.
There you go.
Absolutely not.
No, not at all. So your point, the hood, you're absolutely correct. They were put for their specific reason.
Well, the woman who founded it was a eugenist, so she was very racist. And you know, Hillary said she really enjoyed her, I forget what the hell Hillary said, but anyway, Hillary supported her. It's just a fucking joke. We've got to get along. If we don't get along, if we don't live together as brothers, we're going to die together as fools. MLK said it last week. I'll repeat it every damn week because it needs repeating.
And unfortunately, people have to understand that for the most part, the majority of us don't have any ties to any of the stuff that they all want us to be held accountable for. The stuff that happened years and years and years ago, you know, these, you know, reparations that they talk about that they want to make, you know, to the black people because they were, you know, enslaved. And, you know, we didn't have anything to do with any of that. I mean,
neither did they.
Right. Neither did they. So there's no reason for them to. Nobody should be playing any race card because, in all honesty, as of, you know, whatever year, you know, black people were given all of their the same rights as us, we're equals. We're all equals.
I will offer this point. Anybody who voted for Biden because he thought Biden was going to pull this country together, you're naive as hell. You people are naive as hell. And any people who thought Trump was divisive, I will tell you this. There is no better way to bring people together than to lift them economically, give them a job, let them raise their standard of living, let them own their own home. That's what Trump was doing.
Yep.
Okay, so I will tell you, Trump was a lot more inclusive than the current administration. They're divisive.
Inclusive? He's in a basement somewhere. We haven't. How many times have we seen
Trump
him
was inclusive?
I'm saying Biden's not inclusive.
No, God, no.
How many times he's been in office for, what, almost 5 months now? How many times have we seen him?
47 years, actually.
The president.
Yes.
For 3 months. How many times have we seen him speak? Not very many.
Coherently?
Well, there you go.
Oh,
none,
well,
zero.
If you're going to qualify that, it's down to maybe one. that little 3-minute ditty he did.
Well, surprisingly, he wasn't. He was pretty sharp at that one debate. He did okay.
He did okay until the last 15 minutes when whatever he took wore off.
Wore off.
I mean, you could just tell his face just fell. He started babbling. You know, it was awful. But anyway, now, in order to avoid cards and letters, which nobody writes anymore, but.
Well, the other kind of.
Direct messages and.
Emails.
My stupid criminal of the week is here. It's just not a normal stupid criminal of the week. This stupid criminal of the week is actually somebody that's famous.
Well, they can be stupid. Look at LeBron James. He's stupid.
Well, yeah, but we already discussed that.
I know. I'm just
this guy is actually more dangerous than LeBron James because this guy actually has power.
Yeah, true.
LeBron James, he has the power of social media, the power of a following, but this guy had real power. My stupid criminal of the week is Lurch.
Lurch, he was on a TV show.
I call him that because Rush called him that. God bless you, Rush. But I'm talking about John Kerry. John Kerry, the former Secretary of State. And let me tell you what he did first before I read this article, because this is one of the best articles I've ever read. This is awesome. He's now President Biden's climate envoy. What he did, he briefed the Iranian foreign minister, Zarif, Mohammad Javad Zarif. We'll just call him Zarif from now on hundreds of Israeli covert attacks on Iranian interests in Syria. Now, Iran is an enemy of the United States. Israel is our ally. He told the enemy what the ally was doing. I'm sorry, folks, but in my book, that's treason. You know, it's not talking to the president of the Ukraine. Okay, this is actually a treasonous act. This is according to leaked audio reported by the New York Times. You know, that right-wing rag from New York, the old gray right-wing lady. They're obviously left-wing as they come. They reported it. The revelation echoes reports that Obama officials saved the life of terrorist and Quds Force leader Qasem Soleimani by notifying Iran about an Israeli plot to assassinate him in 2015. Ooh, ooh. Now, Obama can get away with that as president because that's foreign affairs. Now, we can say that was naive, that was stupid, that wasn't in America's best interest. But Obama was president. But after Obama left office, Kerry kept meeting with the Iranians. And he informed them that Israel had attacked Iranian interests in Syria at least 200 times. This is according to Mr. Zarif. The Times buried the lead in the story about the leaked audio from Zarif and featured lengthy remarks focused on comments, complaints about the Revolutionary Guard Corps calling the shots and overlooking diplomatic concerns. But he also accused Soleimani of undermining the Iranian nuclear deal, which was basically the biggest political blowjob in history. Is that okay to say? Yeah, it's our show. I can say that.
Sure.
You said it.
I just did. Thank you, Rick. But these internal conflicts in the Iranian government are noteworthy. It seems far more shocking and newsworthy that Kerry would expose as many as 200 covert Israeli attacks on the Iranian interests in Syria. So let me read you the article that follows up with this. We all knew the Harris-Biden-Fauci administration was going to be an un-American nightmare. As this column has discussed on more than one occasion, we didn't really expect it to be this bad. When Grandpa Gropes, I like that one, Grandpa Gropes, began putting his team together, he went Beltway old school and recycled people from the Obama hell years. A bunch of left-wing bureaucrats who should have been put out to pasture were brought back and given positions of power to further the Democrats' lust for ruining the Republic. The worst of the Harris-Biden-Fauci administration is John Kerry. John Kerry is a paste eater who has proved that one doesn't need a lot of intellectual firepower to rise to the top of Democratic politics. Remember, this asshole ran for president against Bush. And he still didn't win Pennsylvania, although they gave it to him. Pennsylvania's been cheating for years, so it's not a surprise. But anyway, Barack Obama made this idiot the Secretary of State. So the world's ugliest trophy wife was trotted out to represent the United States to other countries. Why do we call him the world's ugliest trophy wife? His only real accomplishment was marrying two really wealthy women. His first wife was a multimillionaire, and that wasn't enough for the ambitious grifter. He divorced her and went hunting for richer women. And after the tragic death of Senator John Hines in a helicopter crash, John Hines, who I had met when I was a teenager, he married ketchup queen Teresa Hines, whose net worth floats close enough to $1 billion to make it really impressive. America would have been better off if John Kerry had left home to lick his gravy train's wife's Louboutins in between trips to the ATM. But drooling Joe decided to bring Lurch out of retirement and call him the climate envoy. So apparently he's representing the weather or something now.
That's going to be our next global emergency.
Yeah. But apparently he's been a super best friend forever to the thoroughly evil Iranian regime, as I just alluded. Therefore, John Kerry, a traitor to our country and to our allies, is our stupid criminal of the week. Congratulations, John.
Nice.
Anything?
No, I agree with you that he's always been a piece of shit. He plays for the wrong team. You know that. He's with all of them, so.
It still kills me they gave him Pennsylvania. Bush was so far ahead in Pennsylvania, not as far ahead as Trump was. Trump was 800,000 votes ahead, which is insane that they say he lost. But Bush was like 350,000 votes ahead, and Philadelphia did the same thing. They held their votes back to figure out how many they needed, and by morning, John Kerry somehow miraculously won the state of Pennsylvania. And then you look at the numbers, and you got all these precincts that turned out 120% of the vote. Obviously that doesn't happen. But nobody did anything about it because Bush won. Oh. So same thing, nobody would have done anything about Milwaukee if Wisconsin was the only state that was wishy-washy that way for Trump. So anyway, stupid criminal of the week, John Kerry, fuck you.
Thanks. Glad you got that in there.
Treasonous idiot.
We've been saving those for the end, you know.
This guy. I mean, yeah, and when if you look at the people this guy's putting in his cabinet, you know, that's the other thing that Democrats are killing is meritocracy. You know, it doesn't matter how good you are at your job. Now, Rick's good at his job, so what's that get him?
Nothing.
You get day shifts and you get preferred days off on the weekend.
all else going to be because of, you know, seniority. Without the seniority,
well, you wouldn't have seniority if you weren't good at your job.
I guess.
They weed them out. They weed them out. You know they do. And you think I'd have retired at 46 if I sucked at my job?
No, probably not.
No.
I'll retire after I hit that lottery soon. I could feel it.
You could feel it?
Yeah, yeah.
My palm's itching. I think I'm going to win some money.
So.
Same numbers.
That's Off the Hook Radio for April 27th, 2021.
Yeah, we'll be back here. You and I'll be here next Tuesday. Rick will now. He'll be, like he said at the beginning of the show, be in Disney, enjoying May the 4th Be With You Day, doing Star Wars.
I think we're gonna have to make him call in.
You might, you know, there is a call in number. We can do that.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah,
and at least say hi. You know,
I hope he's at least half drunk.
It'll make it more fun.
That can be arranged very easily.
we'll send you the call in number.
Okay. That'll be great.
There is one. But yeah, you and I, we're here Tuesday night, but you and I are also here on Sunday and Monday because American Idol is back. And as you said earlier in the show, we are interviewing one of the contestants. What do we got? What do we got going on?
Grace Kinsler, one of the favorites, sings like an angel. We had a nice interview with her this past weekend about her journey and a little bit about what's happening Sunday night that we can't talk about, we promised. And we'd probably never get another interview if we broke any news.
Correct.
But it will be Disney night on Sunday night.
Well, no, we don't know that. I'm assuming.
Yes, we do. All the contestants have been posting it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It is Disney night. Okay.
It's not a secret. It's Disney.
Okay. I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
And so that'll be fun. And we will get the winner of the last year's people who came back, the 10 of them that sang last Monday night and bored us to tears, most of them.
It's fucking awful.
One of them will get through and make the top 10. There's 9 that are going forward. There'll be one added from 2020. And we'll have a new top 10 on Sunday. And they will all have to sing Disney tunes. And then Monday, I guess it's going to be the top 7.
I guess something. I don't know. We'll see. But we'll be here.
They keep changing the rules every week.
Yeah. Well, we'll be here.
It's like they own it or something.
We'll discuss it. We'll break it down. We'll tell you if they suck. Yeah, they own it.
If they suck, we do tell you.
That's right. Grab the app. It's Zone Out Radio. It's in the app, Apple Store, the Google Store. That's where you can listen to all of our live shows, of course, music 24 hours a day. All of our podcasts are there as well. If you don't want to grab the app, of course.
And we have a new section with our past interviews with Idol contestants.
Well, that, you know what? I'm going to have to put that on the app. It's not on the app.
Oh, it's not on the app?
I will put that on there, but it is idolinterviews.com. You can go there, and that's just our interviews. I'll put it in the app later tonight. I forgot all about that.
Got a bunch of them.
Yes, we do. So, Rick, you got anything before we say goodnight here?
No, not really. I'm just thinking, what am I doing next Tuesday over at Disney?
He's trying to plan his place to call in.
He's trying to decide what drinks he's having.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to think what time they close. They probably close around, I don't know if they're closing at 9 or 10, so I might be actually on my way back by the time you guys go on.
Well, you can call in anytime.
Oh, yeah.
But drive safely or take an Uber. And if you drink, we prefer tequila because that's funnier.
Tequila is funny. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
It's always funnier when you're drunk on tequila. That's my past experience.
Well, that would be the day after.
Okay.
So that would be May 5th.
Okay. Well, May 5th, we got to eat tacos.
Yeah, well, that's where you eat tequila or drink tequila.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you.
Well, you have fun. I will get you the number. If you can call in, we'd love to hear you, you know, enjoying yourself at Disney or at least on the way home.
Like I said, it might be closed. I might be on my way home. So, I mean, if we leave early or not, and whenever they close, I might actually make the show. So,
well, we'll see what happens. Don't, you know, we'll
be more blessed if you do. Now, we're going to close tonight with some original music from Miss Grace Kinsler, something you have not heard on American Idol. She hasn't done any original songs on there yet, but I've got a feeling that after Disney night, you might hear one or two. Hopefully this will be one. This is one of her best songs. What's the name of it?
Sweet Sanity.
Sweet Sanity, Grace Kinsler. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I am here. this bad. I promise that I understand. I wanna fix it, but I can't. So I'll give you space. I think you need it. But when you pull me in like this, I feel it's too hard to escape. I wanna love you. Even if it's not in that way, you wish I could promise we'd be someday. But right now, that's too far away.
It's all good, you are my friend. And although this is killing me, I know that was never your intent. Oh, there's a reason that you're still here. There's two sides to every story, because of that I understand. Maybe I need space, I think I need it. But when I try to walk away from you, I can't help but contemplate it. I don't wanna love you, no, not in that way. Wish I could know if we'd be someday, but right now that's too far away.
My sweet sanity, my love, my melodic remedy, I pray you'll stay around right now. I gotta take care of me, so I must let you go. If we go our separate ways, I just want you to know I love you.
I'm always here, one call away. Though we are far, you won't be alone today.
If you should miss me, know you're on my mind. And although I won't admit it, I think about you all the time.
You're a sweet city.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.